Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, my friends, and my guests. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio, where we have great music and great conversation, because this is your station for Christ transformation. Man, how y'all doing out there, man? Look, man, we got some new music coming up here. Great music. We also got some great conversation that we're going to engage into briefly, but you always know the drill. If you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, tell everybody that Renewed Radio is on and live. We got some great music, and what we got coming up first is my man T-Ran Gilbert with his single called Breathe, off his debut album, The Imprint, that I believe is in stores now. So check out Breathe.
Closing my eyes today, 'cause I don't wanna feel this pain anymore. But God kept the moment, yeah. And told me everything is gonna be okay. You said all I have to do is keep my head up high. All I gotta do is breathe, hey. All I gotta do is breathe.
Yeah, That was T-Rand Gilbert with Breathe. Like I said, man, go check out his debut album, The Imprint. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all the digital stores. We got some new music coming up from Shannon Ramsey, produced by Darren Saunders. This is a new joint on Renew Radio. It is called Now. Check it out. Type in Darren Saunders and put in the video. It is a great video, man. I just bounce into that thing, man, for the glory of God. So, man, this is Renew Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. And, you know, this week was a hectic week, man, especially considering everything that has been going on in the news with the police shootings and then people also shooting police in retaliation, and it's causing chaos in the world, man. And although we don't like this, especially it angers us, it hurts us, it should, especially followers of Christ, it's something that we know, according to Matthew 24, that it's going to happen very soon, and it's even going to get, I would say, worse, into another level where your faith will be tested. So, you know, I just want to talk about briefly the church and the community. Now, a lot of times we have separated church and community. So basically, we're saying the church can't relate to the hood, and the hood don't want nothing to do with the church because the church has been condemning people and things of that nature. And the church hasn't been living the correct way of Christ, which in cases are true, but every church is not like that. There are some people there, far as even the leader, that really wants to serve God. But when we talk about church in the community, every member who is a part of the church is a part of the community. Because before you were even in church, you were born in a community. Whether you were born in the ghetto, the suburbs, the hood, the boondocks, you were born in a community. And God placed everybody in a certain community, or allowed them to be born in a certain community for a reason, because everybody has a calling on their life. If you just go back to Exodus, you think about Moses. Moses was basically born in Egypt by way of his mother saving his life so he wouldn't be killed by the Egyptians, because he was the firstborn boy. So him being born in Egypt, God sent Moses back to the place that he brought him out of to save his people. And that's exactly what you are called to do, you brother or sister who is in the church now, that came out of the community or came out of the hood or came out from being in a gang. God will call you to a purpose, which is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, as well as show the love of Jesus Christ in your lifestyle, so you can go back to your homeboys or your drug dealer friends or your homosexual companions, or anybody that you once dealt with in the world, which affected your life as acting like the world, so you can be a light. So when we talk about a church and a community, man, it's true that you can't forget where you come from, because God will use that area that you came from so you can be a testimony. Why? Because people, if you lived in an area, people know what type of person you used to be. So when you go back there differently, they're going to say, hey, oh, man, you don't want to roll the blunt with us no more, kid? You don't want to drink with us no more? Like, hey, man. So they must really change you up there. No, you can tell them Christ changed my life, man. I know for me, I came from alcohol and drugs, and I tell my testimony up here so many times, but I know it was Christ that changed me. So then when I go back to my boys back home, then they see the difference in. See, Sam ain't the same they used to roll the blunts in, try to keep the bottle of OE stuffed in his car, or try to keep the weed stuffed in his sock. But he's the man that wants to get married now or have a family and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just coming from Hebrews 10 and 24, briefly, it talks about just meeting in the community. So meeting in a community doesn't always require us to preach to people, yet it requires us to build relationships that will impact others to seek Jesus from themselves. Also, Mark 16 and 15. The church's job is to share the gospel and to reflect Christ to the community. And Mark 16 and 15 talks about this. It says, and then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. He didn't say everybody was going to receive the good news. He said, go and preach the good news. So if you don't feel like it's good news, then when you portray the word to your homeboys, they're going to know that, oh, you ain't really living this life for real. You don't even enjoy it yourself. So how you going to tell me? You might as well come back to the hood. Come back to the trap house with me. I mean, if y'all know, anybody who know what a trap house is, it's basically a drug house. If you are not real and authentic with this walk with Christ, then you will get into the world. And then when we talk about this violence going on, it's not just police shooting people, it's people shooting people. And so when that happens, the only solution is not rioting, it's not retaliating, it's Jesus Christ. He's the only solution. Will having a relationship with Jesus Christ stop all the violence? No, but it will save your life, and he will protect you. Because if you were to die tomorrow, could you say that you had a relationship with Jesus Christ, and when he comes back for judgment, that you will be reigning with? I have to ask myself that every day, because becoming a follower of Christ is a daily move. It ain't just when you go to the altar. So when we talk about the community in the church, I can't forget where I come from back in my hood. I can't forget where I come from. So even if the boys I used to hang out with don't receive it, at least I can say that I will portray Christ faithfully, and they have got an opportunity to encounter Christ through my lifestyle because they knew the old me. So that's what this is a brief something that the Lord laid on my heart, just talking about the church and the community. And look, if you are a follower of Christ and you know that you living in a community where it's kind of rough and most people won't go in that community, let God lead you. And don't go into the community by yourself. I mean, you got to go in there with your brothers and sisters so you can be covered. And make sure you are a part of a local church, a local body, because the body of Christ is the believers, and they come and cover you. And so when you go in there, you might not go in there with a whole gang of people. You might go in there with about three or four people. And you just might say, hey, look, yo, we're having a cookout here at our church, or we just want to pray for the community. We would love for you to come out. Either people going to say yes or no. I mean, they're not going to, even if they shoot you down, just go to the next person. At least you are witnessing the gospel and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and getting the opportunity to build a relationship and show it through your lifestyle. So we're going to go back to the stations. This is a new artist on Renewed Radio. Please forgive me if I get your name wrong, but it's Ratu Saratoga. But he's a great artist, Christian contemporary. His new single called Wait For You. Check it out.
I need you more than before. Straight, you're my greatest fan. my favorite woman, so amazing. Every little thing I dreamed of,
you bring out the best in me. So in love.
That was Raymond and Kim Larkin. That's their new single, Celebrate Love. They will actually be performing this Friday, if you're in the Greensboro Triad area, at the Diacon Event Center at the Mix and Mingle event. It starts at 8 o'clock. Please come out there and show your support. I will also be out there performing myself, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord as we are winding down. Check us out tomorrow at the same time, same place, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you're on the West Coast or if you're in Chicago. I know y'all like an hour behind in Chicago. But look, check us out tomorrow, 6 p.m., where we have great music, great conversation. This is Mr. S to the P. Sheep Beezy.